Rick Emerson Show. Johnson 970. Lost my soul to the shadows of the night. Hey, a little Ronnie James Dio. No sign of the morning coming. Well, Rick Emerson Show. 503-733-2970. By the way, this is the song. I got to post like a little, like a little 60-second snippet on the website later on. This is the song that everybody's going to be singing. I don't want to say karaoke-ing, because that gives you the image of some guy standing in front of like a jukebox, and there's some guy in a floral print shirt going, next up is Ted. It's not really I refuse to use the term KJ, by the way, for karaoke jockey, which is apparently what the kids say. I won't say that. We're going to be qualifying, do not call now about this, but later on, probably before the end of the hour, we're going to be qualifying hopefully the fifth and final person for the Unleash Your Inner Rock and Roll God contest, which will be happening tomorrow. On stage, Listener Party 9, Sabalas Mount Tabor, 49th and Hawthorne, starting at 7 p.m. You must be there. You must be there. You must be there, as Jeremy Piven would say. You will be singing that song that we'll be singing, Dio's Rainbow in the Dark. We got four people qualified, going to do one more. So we have all of that coming up later on. It's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. We're going to get some phone calls here in just a second. We got more from Tim Riley coming up. Jim Roop is going to be joining us to talk about bubonic plague at the bottom of the hour. We got this. Somebody has asked me. And I'm not really able to do it. Somebody has asked me, Rick, for today's top five. We've been so behind with so many things lately, even by our standards, that we're not really able to do a lot of top fives these days. But somebody said, Rick, can you possibly put together a top five moments from previous listener parties? The answer is no. No, I cannot. Any such list would certainly be flawed and almost impossible to put together. It's like when somebody said, can you put together the top five TV theme songs of all time? And the answer was a resounding no. It's just impossible. It is impossible to do the top five TV theme songs of all time. First of all, because they'd all just be the Jeffersons. So it's difficult. And there's 900 different songs. How could, in any world, how could I possibly whittle down the theme song list of five? I can't. So this guy says, can you put together a top five list of moments from previous listener parties? And no, I can't. But we'll talk, maybe we'll try to talk about some more later. We're going to get the news pile. We'll get to that. I've got a phone. There's a couple of emails to get through here. Rick, this email says, to anyone else who is not showing up, I had to go on antidepressants after you went off the air. And then he says, thank the maker that you are back. Then it's signed E. And he says, by the way, I love the show so much that I'm text messaging you while I am freaking driving. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Putting lives at risk. The Rick Emerson Show. Let's see. Rick, I can't come. I'm too old, says this lame email.
Oh, pish posh.
Pish posh. Higgledy piggledy. can you put up a cardboard replacement for all of us not coming so your support gets properly counted? No. No, Larry. Larry, whose email address I'm tempted to give out. I really should. Really, and if I was just...
Does Larry specify how old he is?
No, apparently it's too old, though.
I think Larry's just afraid he'd have too much fun.
All I'm saying is, Larry, this fills me with a deep and abiding sense of shame. I am ashamed for you. I am ashamed for you that you would think so little of me, Rick Emerson, that you would try to give me some excuse along the lines of, imagine if everyone thought like you. Larry, I'm going to sum it up with this email, which I believe says it all the way it needs to be said. I want you to listen right now. I want you to listen to something important. This is an email that comes to us from our good friend Aaron. Oh, can you give me the Aaron?
Help me. Like you did by the lake on Naboo.
Larry. As this email says, Larry, you know, there was another group of people who wouldn't let folks go to parties. They were called Nazis. Larry, are you a Nazi? Is your wife a Nazi? Larry, are you so powerless against the axis of evil and banality that you can't stand up to your National Socialist wife and not come to what is going to be the greatest damn party of the year, nay, of all time? Larry, we're all about to die from nuclear death and black death. You must party now while life is here for the taking. There you go. That's from our good friend Aaron, Geek in the City.
Hold me like you did by the lake on Naboo.
So the short answer is no, I'm not going to put up a cardboard replacement for your ass. You can bring your so-called alleged old ass to the party, and you can deal with the consequences like everybody else, Larry.
I think Larry just wants cardboard replacements for us.
That's
what's going to happen, Larry.
maybe, Larry, you need to be reminded of what it was like without us. I think somebody needs to be,
Is it a little Proud Mary time?
I think somebody needs to have a little bit of a reminder of what it was like without the Rick Emerson Show.
I have a recorded announcer on Kissin', and I will step all over this vocal without stopping until I'm fired.
Were dark times, but I guess some of us don't care. I guess some of us would just as soon go back to those days.
Such an ass.
I stand by for 10 technical glitches when the song ends, because there's nobody left who cares.
You know, I'd like to bring your attention to Sarah Dillon's blog. Is your blog have this?
It is, yeah.
I'd like to bring your attention to today's Sarah X Dillon blog. If you go to sarahxdillon.com, you're going to see a little special something. Something we've scanned in. Something we haven't altered. Something we haven't changed. Something we haven't created or manipulated or photoshopped in any way. If you go to sarahxdillon.com right now, you will see a scan of the Oregonian. It's the Oregonian from April 30th, 2005. You know what it says, Larry? It quotes someone from Entercom Radio saying, quote, "The Max 910 audience was loyal, but tiny. And we couldn't make it work in terms of support."
Sounds like the Blazers audience.
Are you tiny, Larry? Erin Hubert thinks you are tiny. She was probably talking about you specifically. She thinks you are tiny, minuscule, insignificant, unimportant. You know what? There are bad people in this world, Larry, and they are counting on you doing nothing. They are counting on your apathy. They are counting on your lack of action. They are counting on you to be passive and to let terrible, uninteresting, mediocre, spiritually unfulfilling radio. They're counting on you to let that take over the world. Are you going to let that happen, Larry? Or are you going to do something about that? And by do something about that, I mean come to Listener Party 9 tomorrow, Sabala's Mount Tabor, 7 p.m., 49th and Hawthorne. The choice is yours. Let's take a few phone calls here. Hi, it's the Rick Emerson Show. How can I help you today?
Hey, Rick. This is Ron from Sherwood.
Hi, Ron. What's up, brother?
Well, I'm just out here doing some quality control on some information for the party.
I understand. Information. Excellent. Okay.
I was wondering, do you want me to do a freeway sign?
What do you mean a freeway? First of all, let's take this two things at a time. A, this is one of the things I forgot to put in the FAQ. We had somebody ask what the phrase information means, because that's a phrase that gets used a little bit in our program. Somebody will say that they're getting information or they're informed. Just so you know, when someone calls the show and they refer to information gathering or spreading, or when they say that they are well informed, that is a... Well, that's what that means. Thank you for explicating that. It is a
I thought it worked.
They're just high as a paper kite. That's what
oh,
that means.
My.
So now what are you asking?
No, do you want me to do like a St. Jerry's party Sabala's tonight and hold that up over the freeway
Saint
tomorrow
Jerry's.
Morning during rush hour?
St. Jerry's. What is it? Sarah, what do
yeah, 420 yada yada yada.
Well, It would be wrong.
Of course it would be.
As a, not only as the midday host, but as now officially management at CBS Radio, I cannot.
If you were a suit to the party, man, you don't.
No, let me just say, like, for the record, Rick Emerson and all parties affiliated with the Rick Emerson Show, I'm saying now officially, we cannot, of course, condone, endorse, promote, or encourage any sort of public display, freeway sign, you know, whatever, some sort of sign affixed to the side of a billboard or a building. I in no way can advocate that sort of public display of support
terrible.
For the Rick Emerson Show or for our listener party tomorrow night at 7 p.m. That would be...
I sit corrected.
Yeah, that would be wrong. Okay. And so you should... don't do that. It would be wrong if you were to do that.
I would feel terrible if I wronged you as the program director.
So we understand one another.
Yes, I am totally in understanding of you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh,
sir.
And by the way, yes. I'll be coming as Mr. Green Jeans, and I've used an all natural dye for those.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty interesting.
Are those smokable pants?
Well, I could set off any dog within about 100 miles a year.
All right. Excellent. It's going to be a good time. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right. There you go. Attention, advertisers. You too can reach this prime demographic. It would be wrong for me to encourage anyone to behave in a Turk 182-esque manner. You know what I'm talking about. Let's get one more. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Rob.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm good, man.
I have a House of Rick sounder. I got to find some sort of a sounder for the House of...
Take that guy's little bubbler hit there out of context. That'll work out good.
Except it won't be out of context anymore. Zing!
Yes. I'm so excited about tomorrow. F Larry. Larry's a little man.
Okay.
Stand up. Come to the show. There's no excuses not to come to the party.
So your wife's letting you go, Rob?
That's all I got.
Okay. All right.
It's done now.
All right. Thank you, Rob. All right. There you go. It's 503-733-2970. Listen, this is funny. Listen to this. And then I'll announce the name. Now, I haven't cleared this with the band. Cleared. I mean, I haven't got the official word, but I was
and
talking
don't
to...
And Tim and I have a say?
Well, I mean, I'm going to bring it up. Here's what happened. Well, let me read this email. Sarah, are we planting a flag here? Email?
Sure.
Then band name.
Okay.
Email first.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear it.
Rick. This is from John. This is from the guy who won one of the qualifying slots for the medal contest. Rick, evidently I have been drinking at work again and am now qualified to be in some kind of a contest on Thursday. Can I get a copy of the music to Rainbow in the Dark? I have the Holy Diver CD, but it'd be nice to have the music sans lyrics so I can see how bad this is actually going to be. Then once I know that, I'll know how many shots of tequila it will take to get through this. Thanks, John. I don't have a karaoke version of it. I don't even know if they make karaoke Dio. I am later today, though, I'm going to put up, well, you've already got the CD, but I am going to put a little clip of, Rainbow in the Dark, up there on the website. So I'll do that later on. You don't need a karaoke tray. You can just practice it like a man. Practice it with a way, practice
What's
it.
What's up you and the like a man?
No,
today?
But I'm saying, you know, you got to practice it with Ronnie James there. You can't, I mean, you got to be able to convey the greatness of the man who is Dio. And so you got to practice it the 16-year-old style, the way we all did, with a broom, staring into the mirror in your bedroom alone at night, with no women anywhere, in a badly done homemade tie-dyed shirt, with a bad bi-level haircut. Face covered in acne. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I swear to God, this is what it says. From CNN. The first human case of bubonic plague in 22 years... discovered in Los Angeles. Doctors say there's no reason for panic. Which is what they always say right before, like, 33% of the victims die with, like, liquefied insides. So we'll get to that. Okay. What else? We'll talk about the chicks who are all hot for Sarah. We'll do metal trivia and so forth. Okay, so here's the thing with the band name. So, last night, we did a walkthrough at Sabala's last night, and we were just making sure that, you know, the sound guy, making sure that the band guy came, and making sure that everything's going to work, and all the sound's going to be correct, that we're, you know, that the stage is going to be fine. So this is there, and taking care of all the little issues. So I'm talking to Andrew Green, who is the drummer for the artist currently known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band, and he's also the band leader. He's kind of the guy who's been, you know, conducting the rehearsals, because we did the listener-created set list, and he's been, you know, organizing that. I've seen the set list, by the way. Now, I can't reveal it. I cannot in good conscience go on the air and reveal what the set list is, but I have seen it. I have seen the completed set list that the band is going to perform. It's exceptional. It is excellent. You don't even know how good it is. I can't even convey to you. Mere words are not sufficient to tell you how fantastic it is. But so we're walking through Sabalas, and we're talking about band names. And I finally just asked myself, like, do you have anything? Because we have gotten, I would guess probably, and this is no exaggeration, I would guess we have gotten over 750 band names submitted. I mean, if you're like, you're in a band, I don't care what kind of music you play. You could be in some sort of death metal klezmer group. It doesn't matter. If you need a band name, I should screw this radio business and just start a business selling band names, because I got all the band names you're ever going to need. But none of them were really appropriate for it. I tried hard with the Booby Doctors, the Shaken Babies, the Glengarry Glen Rock, and people weren't having any of it. And I talked to Andrew, and Andrew said all he was able to come up with was like puns on bad 80s films, like the Rockmas Club. You know, and the 666 candles. It's just not. I came up with 8675666, which I thought was funny. See, and then Sarah just gives you this blank, uncomprehending stare.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what I did last night. I went home and I started looking through my DVD collection, one movie at a time, saying, can I modify this? Can I make this can I make this usable for a band name? And here's what I came up with. Wait for it. Raiders of the Lost Rock. Hey, come on, it's genius.
I guess.
It's the ringing. It works on like three different levels. Here's the thing with Raiders of the Lost Rock. It works in concentric circles of genius. A, because it's sort of geeky. I mean, it really plays to the geek crowd. But, it's a fantastically well-known film, so you don't have to be geeky to get it. If you are a geek, it's a little extra, you know, because it's Lucas, it's Spielberg, it's Indiana Jones. But you don't have to be a geek to get it. It also refers to the fact that the band specializes in music that is sometimes dismissed or mocked or given short shrift by radio and bands today. It works on multiple levels.
Oh.
I forgot what it was. What was it?
Right, you sons of bitches. Raiders of the Lost Rock. It is goddamn genius, and you know it. You're afraid of my genius. That's what it is. You're intimidated by the thoughts that go on in his head. That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, real scared.
Okay, you guys are a-holes. I'm doing the best I can over here.
Rick, we're supportive of you when you're creative. That, taking a movie title and substituting the word rock in for something else, not so creative. Are you glaring at me?
I'm just saying I thought it was pretty good. Raiders of the Lost Rock. The logo does itself. Okay, fine. Fine, I've got nothing.
So that's the one that you said was the be-all, end-all?
I didn't put it in those terms. I don't recall speaking that highly of it. It was just more of a notion. Wasn't really an idea. It was just sort of a musing I had last night.
Passing fancy.
Yeah. Sort of flitted through my head and then was gone. I don't even remember it now.
I still think we should do something with placenta.
Okay. Let's break now. We come back, we're going to talk to Jim Roop about, speaking of which, we're going to talk to Jim Roop about Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. And I swear, we're going to talk about bubonic plague. So, there you go. It's the
my joke.
Which is what?
You just said Katie Holmes and the bubonic plague, remember?
Okay, and what is the joke? Oh, but we're not talking about boobonic. Okay, don't go any. It's a Rick Emerson show. Back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. Make it a party listening day. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. I didn't really hit the post that time. If you want to email, you can do it. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick at RickEmerson.com. Here's what's coming up later on. I got the Star Wars kid news we're going to get to. This thing about the busboy being assaulted. Metal trivia. More of Tim Riley at the City Desk. We got Likas at Three World Famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. We are now one day away. One day. Wait, let me find out exactly how far away we are. I'm going to go to the website. One day, 5 hours, 29 minutes, and 7 seconds away from Listener Party 9, which happens tomorrow, 7 p.m., Sabala's Mount Tabor. This email says, oh, this is about Raiders of the Lost Rock. Rick, I'm outside mowing my lawn, and I literally shut down the mower, came inside, opened my computer just to let you know that Raiders of the Lost Rock is a terrible, terrible name. Congratulations, Tim and Sarah's silence echo the audiences. By the way, this is, okay, would you, somebody texting you about Raiders of the Lost Rock? I demand that you check that text message right now.
It's from Jen Lane.
Mm-hmm. What does it say?
Placenta buffet, placenta buffet, placenta buffet.
Okay, you're no longer allowed to text. Okay, but now listen, this guy here who says that the Raiders Lost Rock is a terrible name, listen to what his suggestion is. This is his brilliant suggestion for a band name. And it's a spelling joke. So, you know, that always works well with the rock audience. It's C. Thomas Howell, S-E-E Thomas H-O-W-L. Because that's so much better. That's fantastic. No one's ever heard a better band name than that. That's what I'm saying. Rick, how about Placenta Domingo? Okay, we're done. We're done checking emails for a while.
No, we could put the placenta up there with the band.
No. Rick,
jar?
This band name sucks. All right. You've made the point, you jackals. Get off my back.
It's just, you're so spot on sometimes, and then it just kind of grounds you when you say something like this.
These are the exceptions that prove the talent rule. All right. Where am I going here? What am I doing?
Why don't you pick up Kristen real quick, and then let's go to Roop.
We'll get Jim Roop in just a moment. Our good friend Kristen from accounting joins us on the Rick Emerson Show. What? Hi, how are you? What callous and cruel thing would you like to say about my band name suggestion?
Oh, Rick. I'm horrified that you would think so poorly of me.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling actually to call out Larry on that comment about being too old.
Oh, yeah, I'm too old. I can't come to the... My hips will break, or whatever the hell he's...
If he's a real listener, he would realize that you transcend all age groups, ethnic groups...
Can I just tell you...
You know, and cultural groups. It's a big love fest.
Rick Emerson and his people, we cut a wide swath across the societal evolution of this country.
Worldwide.
That's what I'm saying. You go to the global domination map, by the way, which you can reach at rickemerson.com. It's about halfway down the right-hand side. You can see that this program is loved and beloved all across America, Canada, Cape Town, Australia, New Zealand, Britain, Spain. We are loved in all time zones and in all hemispheres.
It's true. Unless you don't show up for the party, then you're hated.
And then you're dead to us.
And ostracized.
Then you're dead to us, and we will find you and set fire to your head and kick you down a hill.
Who needs to come to experience all the love that you have?
That's exactly what I'm saying. See, I got to tell you, it's a true story. I was in the department head meeting this morning, executing my role as management here at CBS Radio. So at the department head meeting...
It always makes me giggle. Sorry.
Because they think I know what I'm doing, and it's really just such a ill-constructed... It's just a Potemkin the title, really. But I literally got this question. One of the very big senior managers in the company was there, and he said, what kind of people come to a Rick Emerson listener party? And then, like, all heads in the room, like swivel to look at me. And I look, and it's like, how do you say, you know, everyone? There's just really no graceful way to say that we are beloved by everyone everywhere of every stripe.
You know what you should have said? And this is totally a management response.
Hmm.
Well, you should come on out and see for yourself how much the Rick Emerson Show is loved.
Now, would you like to know a little secret fun fact?
Uh-oh, sure.
All right, here's the thing. Is that many of the CBS management will be in attendance that night. And so this is your chance, and when I say you, I'm now speaking collectively to all of you out there, your chance to demonstrate to CBS management what a shrewd decision they made by bringing the Rick Emerson Show to these airwaves. This is your chance to impress upon them the depth, the breadth, the width, and the girth, the weight, the assembled tonnage of the loyalty the Rick Emerson Show audience has.
All the more reason not to use that band name that shall not be mentioned again.
Okay, your call was going really well, and then it sort of got bad at the end. Thank you, Kristen.
Sure.
All right, there you go. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. I love L.A. We're all gonna die. It's Jim Roop in Los Angeles. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Rick. How are you?
Let me ask you this, and I don't want to bias you one way or the other. If I was to tell you that you could go to a club tonight somewhere, let's say you could go to the Roxy or what have you, and if I said, look, tonight at the Whiskey A Go Go, you're going to be able to see a band called Raiders of the Lost Rock, what would you think of that?
I think it's a girls group.
Okay. Well, never mind what you think. What do you know? Like you're an A&R guy. Why am I asking you?
I don't care.
We're gonna move on now.
Is there alcohol?
What's that?
Is there alcohol?
Is there ever? Yeah.
Then I say, let's go.
Well, there you go. See, that's, well, you, sir, you are my target demographic.
I'm Catholic.
did they have you waiting outside some armed, barred military compound because of the Cruz Holmes thing?
No.
All right. Are you just sitting in an office somewhere pretending to...
I just got back from an immigration rally.
Oh, I see. So you've had a really fun day.
It's been wonderful.
Yeah. You sound like the will to live is not entirely beaten out of you, but I'd say...
I just can't get my questions answered, that's all.
And what are your questions?
My question... Well, several. First of all, is the new tactic, the Day of the Worker, simply because of the backlash that happened on all the walkouts, number one. Number two, we all know they're waving American flags. Have they changed allegiance, nationality? Or is this a way to dupe the American public into thinking they love America? And if they do love America so much, why are they chanting in Spanish? Why not chant in English? I can't get any of these questions answered.
Maybe it's because they don't know what you're saying and they think you're just asking for the bathroom.
Is that not a... Did you not understand my question?
Well, I do, but I speak English.
Oh. Well, 81% of Americans think the government's on the wrong track as far as immigration goes.
Yeah, but...
And illegal immigration, because they're not doing a thing about it.
You know, 90% of Americans are deeply stupid, though. So.
And it's... And, you know, I can't figure out if they're in support of illegal immigration or if they are just looking for good immigration reform that helps people become citizens. I can't, and I can't get them to separate the two.
And who now?
This is a coalition. This is the greatest part. This is a coalition called We Are America Coalition.
What does that even mean?
It's brand new.
Okay.
You know, it's made up of clergy and workers and immigrant right advocates and Lord knows how many freaking organizations are listed here. But it's just. Todayweact.org is the place to go find out more. But it's a mess.
And, you know, here's the thing. Now I feel really bad that we can't just magically beam you up here for the party because you sound like a man who could use a stiff drink or five.
Could use a nice Guinness right about now.
Well, all you got to do is get Robert Blake to pick a fight with you, and I'll have a case of it on the way. Well, you probably don't want to talk about bubonic plague then.
Sure, why not?
I mean, look.
There is a case here, you know.
There is an upside to this, that depending on how the plague spreads, it could eliminate a lot of these other stories that you're tired of covering. Depending on the communities it hits, your schedules might free up. Your Franklin planner might be empty.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
Is it true that, first of all, bubonic plague, is that the Black Death?
That's the plague, yes.
I want to pass along, by the way, and this is not my joke. This is a joke told to me by somebody else who works at one of the sister stations here. He stopped by my office this morning. And I was making small talk, as I often do. I said, hey, there's bubonic plague, the Black Death. And he said, Black Death? Isn't that Ebonics plague? And then he sort of wait. And then he paused and waited for me to laugh.
And you, of course, looked at him like, what?
I kind of said, oh, I got to take this call. You should leave now. I just sort of made an excuse to... No, but this is the Black Death, though, right? Bubonic plague.
Yeah, this is it. This is the big one. This is the... And it hasn't been in this area, I guess, in 22 years, something like that.
Well, it killed like a third of Europe, many, many years ago.
But now they have all kinds of antibiotics and drugs to treat people with bubonic plague. There's only one case right now. They're not sure how she got it. They figure she was bitten by a flea that had bitten an infected rat or squirrel or something.
Yeah.
And although it's rare to be transmitted from human to human, they are treating the woman's family and all the people she comes in contact with.
It'd be pretty cool, though. It'd be a good story to tell. Like, you have to call in sick from work, you know? Can't come in. Black plague.
Black plague.
You know?
I'm out for a while.
Like, if I had to die of something, you know? Like, if they said, look, either a safe is going to fall out of a building, or airplane crash, or, like, a lymphoma, or Black Death, I would completely go with Black Death, just because I want to, and I'd put it on my tombstone, I put it in my obituary. Everywhere I went, I would advertise that. People will remember you. You die of the Black Death.
Well, there you are.
All right. So you're basically just going to sit alone in your office there with the door shut and try to enjoy the silence and ignore people.
I don't know what I have to do next, but that would be a real nice end to my day.
There's an opening at the White House if you'd like another low-stress job.
I got the first person that told me that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'll put in a good word for you with Lisa Goddard. She's a player, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is she putting her hat in the ring for that?
Yes. Yes. No, she's not.
Yeah, she's...
I am. All right. I just basically do it so I can try to impress her. I don't think it works.
Well, does it impress her? Are you getting any play there?
No, I'm really not. But, you know, that's just par for the course.
He's on the wrong coast.
Yes. Yes. All right. Thank you, Jim Roop. Go find a tall glass of something refreshing and drink several of them.
Is your party tonight?
Yeah, my party is tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night. Well, I'm going to be there in spirit, man.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll put up a cardboard photo of you somewhere, and we'll dance around it.
Thank you. Have a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jim.
All right.
There you go. There's Jim Roop. Life force slowly being sucked away by immigrants. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the news desk in the city desk with the thing and Tim Riley. And, yeah, I'm doing.
From higher top to bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the city desk news beat. Tim Riley reporting. Leading British transplant surgeons have accused China of harvesting organs from thousands of executed prisoners. The British Transplant Society has released a statement condemning what it calls an unacceptable practice by China of taking organs from executed prisoners to sell for transplants. They say it's a breach of human rights.
Well, whatever. I mean, they're dead. Where do you care where your organs come from? You know what I mean? You need a spleen? Doesn't matter. I think, and I say this and people get angry at me. No, not so much anymore, but like in Utah they would get. See, here's the thing about Mormons. See, I can turn anything into Mormon discussion. Here's the thing about Mormons. They won't really come out and tell you this, but it's true. Mormons believe... you know, the reason that Mormons are opposed to, cremation, because Mormons believe that God is somehow, again, it's like that whole thing with the chocolate cross, how he can't give you vitamin C, but he's all powerful. Mormons believe that God is all powerful, can do anything, loaves and fishes, bring Lazarus back from the dead, can't put you back together if your arms are cut off or if you're being cremated. So, they are opposed to cremation because they believe that you gotta have all your parts, you gotta have all your bits assembled. And so, what was my point here? Oh, and so this used to really anger people when I lived in Utah. I said for the longest time that organ donation ought to be mandatory. Like, you ought to do, not have any choice. You ought to just have to, you die, they come and they, I hate the word harvest because it reminds me of a guy with a pitchfork and a glove, but they really ought to just come and take whatever they need. So people should just shut their holes about it.
Speaking of The Walking Dead, it appears that George Michael's career has gone up in smoke because he would rather puff joints than record new songs, say those who know him closely. This fellow named Toby said he watched George chain smoke 20 super strength skunk joints a day and said dope destroyed his will to work. When you smoke as much as George, you simply cease to function. Cannabis has wrecked his career. All that dope paid for it.
Did he really have a I mean, look, I love George Michael now, but did he really have a career that needed to be, that needed to be kept alive and, maintained at this point?
Maybe, I don't know. But he's been questioned for allegedly hitting those three parked cars over the weekend. London police spoke with him yesterday. He was not arrested, but giving a caution. The incident reportedly happened near Michael's home early Sunday morning. His Range Rover is thought to have collided with two cars. One of them slammed into a third. Last month, Michael was given a warning after being found with drugs in his car. The 42-year-old called the incident, quote, my own stupid fault,
all right,
unquote. TV Tonight, biography, Andre the Giant. Also, for our country music friends, the CMT Music Awards are live from Nashville, Tennessee, at the same time as the world's scariest police shootouts.
Fantastic.
And on Animal Planet tonight, the most extreme features lethal injections.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's do one more here, and then we'll break.
Eminem's estranged wife says she has no idea why he's divorcing her. In an email to Star magazine, Kim Mathers writes that the reason for the split, quote, remains a mystery to me, unquote.
All right. And boy, she's... Who could have seen that?
I know
happening?
Why, because she writes emails to Star magazine.
What? I don't. Nobody told me about this.
She gives the information away for free, apparently.
Oh. Who emails a magazine? Like, I don't know why he's divorcing me.
Well, because now she claims, though, that it's because he's back on the junk. That's the claim, I believe. That's what I read. I think I read...
Smoking joints like George Michael?
And he just lost his best friend, too.
Oh, that's right. The proof guy. But that was after this. But somebody, I think it was her. It was either her or her mom or something. Somebody said that he had relapsed. And that he was back on the, boy, man, I gotta tell you, though, I saw Eminem on, it's not much music, on Fuse. Fuse, which is that it used to be Much Music. It's the Canadian Music Network. And
where do you find that?
It's on cable. They have it. I don't have satellite or anything. It's just the regular cable. You should get it out there. And the Tan is born. Don't you guys get everything?
We get just about everything. Well, my box is being replaced today because it keeps shutting itself off and then turning itself off and watching what it wants.
This is the first step. This is the first step. It's like Maximum Overdrive all over again. I saw Eminem. They were doing that whole, because he was pimping that Greatest Hits record or whatever. So it was a while back. But he was on the band. He was just all bloated up, though. I mean, he was looking very chunky. I mean, you know, and he always, I mean, you know, he did, not that he was morbidly obese or something, but he had the big, fat face going on. Like, his face had lost all definition. Like, you knew, like, you ever see one of those people, like, you know their cheekbones in there somewhere?
Oh, John Travolta.
Yes, exactly.
Or Jerry Lewis.
But you know, that's kind of what he was. He was sort of, he was midway between normal Lewis and, like, Percocet bloat steroid Lewis.
He's the Great Pumpkin.
Yes. It really is true. It's like he ate the blueberry gum at the factory.
Like, don't hold your breath. It'll just explode.
off to the juicing room. All right. Let's...
Before we break, you should pick up line one really quick.
Okay. Why? Is it someone who's going to make fun of the band name?
No.
Really? I think you're
right. People don't care as much about the band name as about your band name.
No. Apparently all they care about...
Well, people forget quickly.
As long as my spirit is broken and my dreams are shattered, as long as my creative energy is discarded and dismissed and belittled, minimize. That's really all that matters to you people, apparently, you sons of bitches. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Eric.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Okay. Well, I was on my way out to Hillsboro on my third run for the day.
Are you a delivery driver?
Yeah.
God bless you, sir.
And I've been a lot of time to listen to you during the day.
Especially
since
Cornell Road.
Didn't know you from Adam until you invaded Johnson, but I've kind of... You made me laugh a few times, so I decided to start listening. And when Larry's email was read, it kind of, I was going back and forth whether I wanted to come to the party, but kind of convinced me that I'm going to go there.
Wait, so what is your name?
Eric.
Eric, and so this, now Larry is the guy who emailed in earlier and was like, I'd love to go, but I'm too old and frail and feeble.
Well, that's what I kept saying to myself. I'm going to be too old. I'll be the only one there.
Sir, again, now, and may I ask how old you are?
Well, when Dark Side of the Moon came out, I was starting my senior year in high school.
Oh, so you're like, what? So you're like 45, something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
something,
dude.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Dude, you have...
There are people in this room in their 40s.
I was going to say, they're members of the show in your demographic, sir. Not me, of course.
Oh, no.
I mean this. At the Rick Emerson Show...
It's for everyone.
It is an all-inclusive radio program that is popular with all ages, ethnicities, races, colors, creeds, demographics, peoples, places.
Yeah, and then get there easily on the bus.
Yes, those with cars, those without cars, those with jobs, those who've never had a job.
Well, I got a car, I just don't want to drive it all the way over there.
Well.
I'd rather take the bus.
Then do so.
See you there.
What with everybody driving so fast these days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me included.
Eric, we will see you tomorrow. Spread the word, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
You're boomers, Xers, and wires.
Right, there you go. That's okay. Good Lord. Well, I don't see so well at night. The world went and got itself in a big damn hurry. I'm going to kill the manager at the Foodway. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We will be back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's Johnson 970.